Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you doing that. Welcome to another quick tip episode here on the show. If these episodes are new to you, welcome, my friend. Thank you so much for being here. Super appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any of the episodes that I put out here on the show. I do a Wednesday episode and a Friday quick tip episode, which is like this one here today. This is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process. That's what this is all about, right? So today, what I thought I would do today is give you an overview of a launch that I recently did. And it was an affiliate launch. So I was an affiliate for my good buddy, Brandon Lucero. He's been on the podcast here four times, actually. He had open enrollment for his Video 4X program. Amazing program. I am actually going through it again myself. It's so good. It's all about positioning and messaging and how to create videos that build and attract your audience. And it's just really, really, really good. And so I was an affiliate for that. And the enrollment opened on March 2nd, and it was open for 4 days. He did a video series. And so my goal as an affiliate was to have people register for the video series, because the video series, I mean, Brandon, video is his thing. So his video series is awesome. And so I wanted to get people into the video series. And so it was my most successful affiliate launch that I've ever done in the business. We had almost 100 customers. We had 3,500 leads come in, register. Our earnings per lead was a little over $50. And then our average cost per lead on the ads that we did was about $5.25. So I will take that all day long. And what I want to do with this quick tip here is just kind of give you an overview of what worked and what I would do differently next time. Okay. So again, a little over 3,500 leads, almost 100 customers. Our earnings per lead was a little over $50. And our average cost per lead, meaning getting people registered for the video series and the lead magnet, which I'll talk about here in a second, was about $5.25. I'll take that all day long. Okay, so here's what worked well, right? We started about 3 months ahead of the launch. So in early December 2019, we started running ads to a lead magnet that Brandon had. And it was like a 20-minute video, 20, 25-minute video. It was a training that primed people for the video series, for the concepts that Brandon teaches inside of the Video 4X program. And so I was sending people directly to that lead magnet, and my cost per lead for that were under $4. So I would take that. I was like, holy cow, this is awesome. I was getting great cost per lead. I was really happy with it. And so why I think that worked really well was because of the ad copy and the messaging. It was directly speaking to some of the problems and challenges that online entrepreneurs have in their business, in connecting with an audience and attracting an audience. So that was number one. We started 3 months in advance. So I started building that list. And by the time the video series hit, I mean, I was close to 2,000 leads before even starting to promote the video series. So I promoted the lead magnet for a couple months. That worked extremely well. So be thinking about whether you are doing a launch for your business, for your own business, or you're doing an affiliate launch, right? This is called the runway leading up to the launch. And, you know, I like to do a runway at least 8 to 10 weeks in advance. And obviously, if you can do it longer, awesome. I did this 3 months in advance. And that was the difference for me in the success of this launch. The next thing that worked really well was the messaging. I focused a lot on how-to content is making you lost in the sea of content and you're not standing out. This was the same messaging that Brandon was talking about, mostly in his launch and in the video series. And so I piggybacked off of that and wrote my own stories around that. So that's what my ads reflected. Copy around, you know, focusing a lot on the how-to content is making you lost in the sea of content. That's what's not allowing you to stand out. Now, the other thing I did, in addition to starting that lead magnet 3 months ahead, the messaging was really on point, was 4 weeks ahead of the video series, I started doing podcast episodes right here on the show, all focused on messaging and content, right? So that's what the video series was about. That's what 4X is about. And so I was sharing episodes around those specific contents or topics, I should say. And two of those episodes were with Brandon. If you've been listening for a while, we did a part one and a part two. That part two was one of the best podcast episodes I've ever done. So even if you're, I mean, if you're listening to this now and you didn't hear it, go back and listen. That's such a good episode. So 4 weeks ahead of the video series starting, we did podcast episodes leading up to it. So as you can see here, everything's very intentional leading up to where I want to get people to register, right? So between the lead magnet back in December, starting very early on, and then, by the way, when people opted into that, they opted into Brandon's nurture sequence. So Brandon was emailing them along the way. So I was getting people in very early, warming them up. And then we started doing the podcast episodes that were really, really well received. Okay, what else worked well? For our ads, we did some really short, silly ads. They were little video ads. They were about 25, 26, 27 seconds long. And they were, you may have seen them, they were with me holding up pieces of paper with some sentences written on the paper, big enough for you to see. And then at the end of the videos, Brandon popped up in front of the card with another piece of paper with, you know, like with a call to action on it. And for each piece of paper that I was holding up, I was like making a smile, you know, like a sad face or a smiley face or pointing to it or what have you. And there was no sound. This was shot in the lobby of WeWork in downtown San Diego. And we shot it with my phone. And they did extremely well because they were super stupid, but they were really effective. They were fun. And that's what it was about. That, you know, that's what this is about. When we do ads like that, we want scroll stopping ads. And so those ads worked extremely well. And the reason they worked well is because they were scroll stopping. They were funny. They were fun. And you could consume it quickly without the sound on. Right. And then I also did a silly boomerang for cart open. So where I live here in San Diego, we live literally right across the street from a Target. And so one day we went over to the parking lot. I grabbed a cart there in the parking lot, and I had Amy, my wife, just do a boomerang of me on the cart, like waving. I don't know. So we used that for cart open. That worked really well. Okay. So the ads that we used to get people into the video series were really, really effective. And those are the reasons why. The emails also worked well. The invite emails, the cart open emails, and my emails during cart open were in addition to the emails that Brandon sent. And what worked well for me here was it focused a ton on my bonus package. So the bonus package that I gave away when people enrolled in the Video 4X program through my link, that's really, I think, what set me apart as well. I put together a 2-day live event here in San Diego, which we're doing here at the end of the year with myself, with Brandon, Jim Fortin, Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, and Mel Abraham. And everybody who enrolled gets to come to that event for free. And so in addition to that, I offered my foundations program. I offered 4 weeks of group coaching with me, and then I offered some other workshops. So it was, frankly, an amazing bonus package, and I really focused on those bonuses in my cart open emails. The other thing that worked well was I did a Facebook Live with Brandon on day 2 of my cart being open. And it was about 30 minutes long. We just came on and just chatted, overcoming objections, you know, for people who are on the fence about the Video 4X program. We answered some questions from people, and just talking about who this is for and who it's not for. Just Brandon and me sitting down and talking. That worked really well. Okay. And then also, Brandon did a Facebook group. So I didn't do a Facebook group, but Brandon did a Facebook group, and I was in the group as well. Okay. What else worked well? As you can see here, a lot of things worked well. I was really happy with it. Now, going back to the bonuses, how I thought about creating the bonus package was, what would people need once they got the result of the course? For everybody here, guys, if you're thinking about bonuses, right, think about, I look at bonuses as, how can you overcome an objection that somebody might have to enrolling in your course or the affiliate or somebody else's course that you're promoting? That's how I'd like to think about bonuses. How can I overcome those objections? And so I was thinking about, well, if somebody gets results in, or when they get the results in the 4X program, what are they going to need now? Well, 4X is all about building audiences and creating engagement, attracting the right kind of audience, and repelling people who are not your people and all that other stuff, right? So it's like, all right, once they have attracted the audience, how do we convert them into leads and sales? And so that's where I focused a lot on my bonuses, my foundations program, my targeting workshop, and so on. And then for the live event, well, that was an experience that I felt like few others who are promoting were either willing or able to put together. So that was something that I used to my advantage. And I got people, you know, I got all those amazing people to do, we're going to do an event later this year. And I might even open that up to other people. I might even sell that. I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out yet. Stay tuned. And then the bonuses page. We put together a bonuses page in Kajabi. Very straightforward. I had my copywriter, Shanti, write the copy for that. Came out great. We focused all on benefit to people who were enrolling or thinking about enrolling. Okay. So the bonuses page, and again, it wasn't long. I did a video on it, but it was pretty straightforward, really easy to do. And so those are the things that worked really, really well in this launch. Okay, so let me just recap really fast. So starting 3 months in advance and running ads to the lead magnet was relevant to both the video series and to the program. My cost per lead were under $4 for that. Awesome. My messaging, between my ad copy and my emails was on point, all relevant to the entire launch of what Brandon was trying to get across. Podcast episodes. 4 weeks ahead of the video series, we did four episodes regarding all on messaging and content. Great podcast episodes. Again, all talking about the video series to get people in the video series. My ads worked extremely well. The short card ads, if you will, with copy on them. And then the silly boomerang that we did for Card Open. The emails that focused on the bonuses worked extremely well. The Facebook Live with Brandon on day two of Card Open worked really well, right? And then the bonuses were, like, the bonus package was the best I've ever put together. So I looked at what's the result that they're going to get from the course and what will they need next to convert the audience into leads and sales. And then the live event that I put together as a bonus for free. And then the bonuses page was awesome. So that's what worked really, really well. What would I do differently next time? Number one, and I say this every single launch I do, I would spend more on ads. I'm trying to remember how much I spent on ads. I really didn't spend that much. I mean, comparatively speaking, I think I spent like we spent about 10 grand on ads. Is that a lot of money? Of course it is. Yes, that's a lot of money. But I knew based on what Brandon had done in his past launches that I hadn't been an affiliate for him before, but his previous earnings per leads on his past launches were like 70 something dollars. And Brandon is one of my very, very good friends. I believe in him and his content so well. I've gone through the course myself, which is, these are good lessons, guys, if you're thinking about promoting other people's content or other people's programs, by the way. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'm going to spend about 7 grand on ads. But then my costs were so good and the engagement was so good. I was like, all right, let's up it a little bit to 10. Well, heck, I mean, let's keep going next time, right? So that would be one thing I'll do differently next time, spend more on ads. The next thing is I would be more clear on giving options for people to hop on a sales call. So for me, I gave people options to hop on the phone with me the second to last day before cart closed. Only 3 people took me up on it. Brandon's team also had people available to speak on the phone because it's a $3,000 program. And then he had another program as well, which is a mentorship program for messaging. And so this is they're higher ticket investments, right? So some people want to hop on the phone. Like, I was available to do that, as was Brandon's team, but not many people took me up on that. So I think that I could be more clear. I could be clearer next time on the options to hop on sales calls. And then the third thing, and this is really what I want to do a better job of across the board in my business, but that's segmentation. I mean segmentation from my own email list so that I'm having specific conversations around messaging, around this whole thing that we're talking about with this launch, with the right people, if you will, quote unquote, on my list. So segmentation. And finally, my biggest takeaways from this launch. The no talking ads with the cards worked awesome. Hands down, huge takeaway. I'll do it again. Starting early with the lead magnet ads and the video view ads. I did some videos, by the way, for video views and building engagement audiences to retarget. So starting that stuff 3 months in advance, that was a huge win. And I got a head start on other affiliates because they didn't start promoting until like the end of January, early February. And then finally, the third biggest takeaway is the bonuses. So the bonuses that I put together, the bonuses page and the copy, I had several people tell me that they loved the bonus page copy. And that's thanks to Shanti, my copywriter. So those are the 3 big takeaways. So what do I do with this? What do I do with all the stuff that worked and all the stuff that I would prove next time? Well, next time I do a launch, whether it's for myself or for an affiliate, I just do more of this, guys. I do more of what worked, right? The things where I said, I'm going to do, you know, I can improve next time or do more of next time. Well, let's do that. Let's make those changes. What will I do differently next time? Spend more on ads. Be clear on options to hop on sales calls. Segmentation. I can be working on all that stuff right now. Cool. So I hopefully this was helpful for you in just giving you an overview of this launch and be thinking about, you know, if you're either doing an affiliate launch for other people or you're doing your own launches for your own business, take these things that worked really well for me. And, you know, if you don't do all the stuff, just do a couple of the things in your launch and it will have a big impact on the success of your launch. Cool. Hey, before we go, I want to let you know, I have a quick announcement for you. I have a new Facebook and Instagram ads on-demand training. This is for online experts, meaning you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're an online coach, etc., and you're tired of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you're ready to just have them work. You want to just be creating ads that consistently bring in leads to your business. Okay, this is for you. So this is a new on-demand training. So when you register, you can watch it right away. The training is called 3 Simple Yet Often Overlooked Facebook and Instagram Ad Strategies for Increasing Conversions and Boosting Sales. So if you'd like to watch it right now, to register, go to rickmulready.com/ads-training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/ads-training, and you can register and watch the training right there. Cool? All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. A little longer than a normal quick tip, but I really wanted to give this overview for you in the episode here today. So thank you, as always, so much for listening. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.